from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Iraqi offensive in Mosul is underway. Iraqi forces backed by Kurdish Peshmerga fighters have launched what they described as the first step to take the Islamic State militant group's stronghold city of Mosul. Thursday morning, forces from two Iraqi brigades from Iraq's U.S.-trained 15 Division began the fight against six ISIS-held villages southeast of Mosul. Also involved were members of Sunni tribes, which many Peshmerga commanders have said are crucial to hold the traditionally Sunni areas. Iraqi military officials said that Peshmerga forces were not actively participating in this particular offensive because it was taking place in traditionally Sunni Arab areas, but they had provided Iraqi forces with intelligence on the villages. Authorities in Brussels are now searching for another suspect in connection with Tuesday's deadly terrorist attacks at the Brussels airport and a subway station near the European Union headquarters. The latest suspect was spotted on surveillance footage holding a large bag while standing next to the suicide bomber who carried out the attack on a metro train. Police are still looking for a third man captured on video walking through the airport next to the bombers who killed themselves, carrying out the attack at the departure terminal of the airport. The ISIS group has claimed responsibility for Tuesday's carnage. VOA's Heather Murdoch is in Brussels and spoke with us today about problems with which the EU must now contend, including the rise of right-wing nationalist movements.
What the right-wing nationalist movements will say is that bringing in refugees and migrants is bringing in terrorism. I'd like to say that there's actually not been any of these accused terrorists that are also known to be refugees. However, the connection is made in the public frequently, whether it's correct or incorrect.
This is VOA News. Former Bosnian Serb leader Radovan Karadzic has been convicted of genocide and nine other charges and sentenced to 40 years in prison. The United Nations War Crimes Tribunal, dealing with conflicts in the former Yugoslavia, delivered the verdict on the former Bosnian Serb leader. He was accused of leading the forces that carried out the Srebrenica massacre, in which 8,000 men and boys died. Karadzic said he was innocent. He says his actions during the Bosnian War were meant to protect fellow Serbs. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said in Moscow on Thursday that a partial ceasefire in Syria had been beneficial in reducing levels of violence there.
And it is undeniable that the result of that work has produced some progress. There has been a fragile but nevertheless beneficial reduction in violence, some say as much as 85% to 90% in Syria.
Mr. Kerry said that more remains to be done in terms of both the reduction of violence and a flow of humanitarian aid. He'll be meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin later on today. Security ministers from Mali, Burkina Faso, Senegal, and Ivory Coast ended a two-day meeting today in Abidjan on better cooperation in the wake of terrorist attacks in three of the countries. Emily Yob reports from Abidjan.
The four security ministers agreed to combine efforts, share intelligence, and implement a common response to terrorism among the national services, as well as standardized legislation for better border controls. Ivorian Minister of Interior and Security Ahmed Bakayoko said the countries collaborated before but want to work together more closely after the recent terrorist attack in Mali, Burkina Faso and Ivory Coast. He says we were all fearing these attacks and now we are in the heart of it. So our situation has changed. That's why we want to go further in our strategy of global response to a global threat. The ministers also agreed to push West African countries to implement a biometric identity card system to better track people within the region. Emily Yob for VOA News in Abidjan.
And the ministers agreed to raise public awareness on being vigilant and cooperating with security services to anticipate and monitor religious radicalism. Investigators on Thursday said debris recovered on the beaches of Mozambique is almost certainly from the ill-fated Malaysian Airlines MH370 Boeing 777, which disappeared without a trace after lifting off from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing on March 8, 2014, with 239 people on board, all of whom perished. A wide-ranging search has focused on the southern Indian Ocean, far off the course of the plane's flight. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.